MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Chanel Subramani, Senior Group Compliance Manager at Yellow Card. Chanel, appreciate the early morning time. In many ways, 2025 really was a year of inflection for stablecoins. We got the Genius Act passed in Parliament. We've seen the likes of Visa, JP Morgan, even Swift getting involved or in the process of being so, and significant volumes going through. There really is real world uses, and 2025 kind of proved this for us.
Yes, Simon, thank you so much for having me. And that speaks volumes, what you've just said. Stablecoin adoption is actually increasing. And I'm not even referring to crypto firms. I'm referring to these traditional finance giants, the likes of Visa that you've mentioned. Stablecoin, they are using stablecoins for payment settlements now. Looking at SWIFT, they've long been the primary vehicle for effecting correspondent banking payments. Mm-hmm. And now they're beginning to build this infrastructure into their existing financial rails.
And it really is. I mean, and that's just it. I mean, it's the sort of entering the traditional global financial systems. And a lot of this is around inefficiencies that exist, particularly in cross-border payments and you know, the slow settlements, the fees, the volatilities. And the point here is, you know, this is not around speculating with these stable coins. This is just around making transactions easier.
100%. To me, this signifies a solid evidence of structural realignments within these traditional financial institutions, mm-hmm. because these are deliberate infrastructure decisions that they're making. And it's within these organizations that they've been submerged in these rigorous risk governance frameworks. Mm-hmm. They've had regulatory relationships that span decades, and their boards don't usually tolerate, like you're saying, these speculative risk exposures. What I'm saying is these...
Mm-hmm. Now, carry on, because this is, I take your point on it, but I mean, this is doing it. I mean, there's going to be, we've got regulation. South Africa is a little bit behind, but it's coming. We've got the infrastructure. There is compliance and you know, the trust involved. Uh-huh. I mean, this isn't a sort of fly by night. This is the real thing that's happening in businesses implementing.
Absolutely. Touching on the policies, our local regulators, there's a lot happening. There's a lot of shift happening in terms of policies being formulated or even revised to incorporate this stablecoin adoption. We've got XCON regulations coming soon, mm-hmm. Crypto asset reporting framework that's just gone live this month for our tax obligations. Yep. And then our local regulators are also incorporating specific stablecoin regulations as well. So it's an exciting space to be in.
And for business in particular, and obviously big, but I mean mid and small business, I mean, this isn't around saying, well, we will replace banks. This is around sort of having plans and strategies in place that bring stablecoins into your process and into your business.
100%. Your stablecoin strategy, I'm going to say this very brashly, is that if businesses don't adopt, or even if you haven't considered developing a stablecoin strategy, you're accumulating what I like to call optionality risk in silence by not acting now. Because the strategy, if you're not going to implement, is going to cost you. There's a lot of things you need to consider in the strategy. Mm-hmm. For example, who do you choose to partner with in terms of on and off ramping the fiat and the stable coins? Yep. Which jurisdictions do you want to operate in, and do those partners operate in those jurisdictions to create operational efficiency for your businesses? And then you've got to also think about enhancing your existing compliance frameworks for stablecoin adoption. So to stall these kind of decisions, it can be critical and can be very expensive, Simon.
I get your point. Doing nothing is not, you know, it's not just going to sort of go away. It's just going to continue and leave you behind for many of the institutions. And this is I mean, I imagine quite complex. So I can't imagine when last we sort of onboarded a new currency, which is technically what we are kind of doing here. There is complexity. Your point is, don't put your head in the sand, because it's not going away.
Yes, absolutely. It is not going away. With the move of these traditional finance giants, they're actually shifting this economic behavior. So Cross-border payments, historically they were if inefficient, like you mentioned earlier, that they are slow settlement windows, high correspondent banking fees. And what we like to analyze in terms of this situation is, let's look at a practical example. Your company is doing business in 10 different countries. Your capital is what we like to call trapped capital because the liquidity is siloed in these 10 different local banks, for example. And then the funds could be sitting in different currencies. Now, stablecoins allows your business to maintain a single global liquidity pool on chain. So instead of pre-funding multiple accounts to handle local payments, you can have a treasury team that can hold a central reserve of USD-backed stablecoins. And then you can deploy them to any market instantly, as and when you need.
And it actually ends up making your treasury team significantly more efficient as a result. I hadn't thought of that. That's a brilliant example. We'll leave it there. Chanel
Just,
Subramoney,
yeah.
Group Senior Compliance Manager, Yellow Card. Appreciate the time this morning. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.